Way back in 1212, a young girl of 18, inspired and influenced by St. Francis of Assisi, left her wealthy family to go and follow the gospel way of life. Little did I know myself this story would have any connection at all to my own life. I'm not for one minute suggesting that I'm another Clare of Assisi, but nearly 800 years later, I am entering into that same journey of trust and discovery. I am somewhat older, but I have left my hometown of Newry, taken leave from my job as a teacher, and rented out my home to enter fully into this journey. 10 years ago, I had many dreams and plans for my life, and entering a convent was certainly not one of them. Last year, I lived as part of the discernment process with a community of sisters in Maybridge in County Down. In that graced time, I reflected and thought and prayed about my life. What was I being called to do in life, which is a sacred journey, with my gifts and talents? What was God's mission for me? 1 year on, I have just completed my spiritual or canonical year with the Sisters of St. Clare. This year concentrates on the inner spiritual journey and is a year of retreat from life as I knew it, a somewhat desert experience. At the heart of the life of a Sister of St. Clare is contemplative prayer lived out in community, and in the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clare, we try to bring the love, peace and compassion and hope of Christ to all people by using our gifts and talents in praising God through our various ministries. To be born is to be chosen, and I wholeheartedly believe each one of us has a special task, a unique destiny, and our responsibility is to discern our life calling. In this time of seeking and finding, I am not able to hide in the busyness of school, socialising or relationships. I find it difficult and lonely at times, but I persevere as I am realising that God has taken the initiative in the searching and He has placed the desires in my heart. I, for my part, am making myself available to be found. I come from a Catholic family, and I grew up with a sense of God's presence. I always had a sense of being loved and guided by Him. My personal history challenged me to grow and question my faith, and indeed to own it more. In 1998, when my brother Shane was on holiday in the United States, he was killed suddenly crossing the road. I was greatly tested. I existed for nearly 2 years in no man's land. I found it difficult to acknowledge God as I was so very angry and sad. Yet in retrospect, that experience is probably one of the most significant points on my faith journey. One Lent, after a casual conversation with a friend, I began to reflect on things. I felt somehow stronger. I began to go to Mass daily, and I was becoming more recognisable as me again, more human. I got more involved in things in my parish and began to really consider my relationship with God and began to work at deepening and developing it. It's said that one can only appreciate the miracle of a sunrise if we've witnessed the dark. This is an image I experienced powerfully at this time. I suppose faith is not really faith until it's tested. Little by little, over the years following my brother's death, I began to feel an attraction to following Christ by committing my life to a congregation of religious sisters. I had to acknowledge the real attraction I felt to the spirituality, humanity, simplicity of the life the Sisters of St. Clare lead. I grappled with this not fitting into the dream I had for my life. I wondered what on earth people would say, as this is so very countercultural. The ways of the world can be so dissuading. But I did persevere, as I had to be faithful to my own inner truth and to my belief that the religious life and the values preserved in it are so very important. It may need to change slightly in order to respond to the needs and reality of the times, but the essence embodied in religious life will never go out of style. I am currently exploring my journey in religious life as a sister of St. Clare. The human values of community, obedience, humility, conversion of life, hospitality and stewardship are fundamental in religious life and should be important values in today's world. In our world today, where things are so very disposable, where commitment is short-lived, and lack of accountability and selfishness are to the fore, these values are so needed. I could have continued to wander aimlessly on and ignore my attraction to the religious life and what it stands for, or have the courage and strength to begin a process. I found the courage, and that has brought me to this point. St. Clare, our foundress, spoke of going forward secure and with joy on the path of happiness as we have a good escort for our journey. I have had the courage to further discern whether my thoughts of becoming a religious sister really are of God or are some human thinking. If they are of God, as the scriptures say, they will remain constant. I take heart from that. We are all travellers, and the journey is important, not the destination. I am now witnessing and living this reality firsthand, and I am being true to myself when I say that I am trusting in the larger plan God has for my life. Life itself is a gift from God, and I am trying to be attentive to the voice of God. I'm trying to figure out if I can pledge my life with a group of people who are mysteriously drawn to the same love and are on the same journey. It is a big life choice to be considering. It is one of the weightiest decisions what to do with your life. The challenge is to be in harmony with your gifts and needs. Our spirits, however, must be open and perceptive in discovering God's will for us. As the Irish priest and musician Liam Lawton put it in his song Labyrinth, "Find your stepping stones reflecting in the light. As you travel on, beware of falling night. As you journey on, you are not alone. You will find the courage to lead you safely home."